If you're coming in the smaller gallery, Wakely Gallery, is really interesting drawings by Dr. Tim Garvey, who was a past art historian here. He's a emeritus professor, and his drawings are just a really wonderfully irreverent and just really incredible. And people in the area may know him as a sculptor. He's been doing the series of drawings.
Let's look at them.
Yeah.
Oh, and these are fun.
Yes, these drawings are, I hope that he thinks they're fun because I feel they're fun. I think that they write immediately because they are in this really creative hand, and they're bright colors that are outlined. They're just very much like an illustration from a book, but then you look at the subject matter as you get closer and you kind of wonder, like, you know, there's a man holding a gun in his underpants. And then you have a whole series of drawings that are about a sandwich. You have at least three of these drawings that where the people are, you know, let me read you the title of this. So one is entitled BLT of a woman holding a sandwich. One's entitled Bologna and Lettuce. Another PBJ. And these drawings and the characters he's created, they have such personality.
I would not grab a sandwich from these people because I know I'd come away with a fat lip.
I think they really look like they want their sandwiches. You know? So I love knowing Tim's work, his woodwork, that sculptural work, and then seeing these drawings and how they relate to that. They're just, it's like the next step forward for me. I think they're so interesting. He has a whole series that are entitled The Good Studio, and these are out in our display case. And each of these, the titles are so interesting to me because every artist wants a good studio. We just want
to see a physical space?
Yeah, a physical place to work. And you'll find artists working in closets and garages, wherever they can find a space. And he has this whole series of drawings, about a good studio. And they have a figure in front, and then they have this studio building way far in the distance.
Man in small boat, sad to leave a good studio.
Yeah. And the next one is man showing the way to a good studio. Man eating lunch outside a good studio. Two men sneaking up on a good studio.
In a horse costume.
In a horse costume. So you can tell that Tim probably would really love a good studio, just as every artist would love a good studio. Tim has a beautiful studio, I know, but I wonder if he would prefer maybe one of the studios drawn here.
Where is his studio, do you know?
His studio is in the basement of his house.
So no light? No natural light?
Well, you would think so. It's a beautiful space. As a woodworker, he has it set up really nicely. But no, I can see how everyone would want an independent building outside their house that has great light. If you notice all the windows in all of these drawings. And so I think it's just a commentary that almost every artist can identify with these particular drawings.
I feel like I've been let in on something very special.
Yeah, it's
and now I understand something a little bit more about artists.
Yeah, absolutely.